It's time to bend a knee, everybody.
Oh, my. Rougned Odor hitting 100 right now.
Out of 100?
Out of 1,000.
No, that's not good.
But his slug is 167.
Keep it in a book.
He probably walks a lot.
So if Matthew McConaughey speaks, we are going to be on it. We have very few rules here on the Hang Zone, but I think that's one of them. And Monday, he had an online event. It was at noon. It was a live online event to help you feel good or something. I think that's how they build it.
Yeah, it very much seemed like the sort of thing you would have seen during COVID.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't he have just done like a 6-day tour with Tony Robbins and done the mood in Austin and, I don't know, do a couple of I don't know. It just seemed odd.
If he does a tour, how does that go? I mean, I'm there. Does anyone else show up to the McConaughey tour?
Dude, that book sold a lot of copies. Like, my mom loved that book. My wife loved that book. There's a lot of people that would go to that. He does have the juice.
I was going to start this by asking Dan, because you read the book, didn't you?
Yeah, Green Lights.
Was it a self-help book? Or just his autobiography? I
mean, everything he is self-help.
Yeah.
But it was about his, you know, his green lights. He thinks there are red lights in life. But he's about green lights, moving forward.
Because he led the whole thing off with, he had so much success with the book, and now he wants to help more people, and people were asking him, you know, he needs to write another book, and he needs to help more people, and he needs to do more. So he led it like people were clamoring for more help. And I didn't know if Green Lights was a self-help book, because, Jake, you're right, it felt very COVID-y in that there was a virtual studio audience behind him, much like we saw in the NBA bubble, where people are just sitting in front of their computer watching.
Mm-hmm.
The guest speakers were virtual, and there was just a lot of production. And yeah, this felt like I was watching something in the midst of 2020. And one of the funny things that came out of it was, a lot like the bubble or sporting events, you know how they fed in fake crowd noise underneath to make you feel like it was a live event or you were there.
Who would ever?
Well, one of the things that they did, and a lot of this was scripted, because you could see his teleprompter and just the way that he moved from topic to topic, was they would play a laugh track.
Oh, no. No.
So, I wasn't going to play this one, but I will. Here's the beginning of kind of how he starts off. He's introducing all the guest speakers, and here's just a touch of a little of their production value.
Also, Marie, Trent, Carissa, and so many other talented folks behind the scenes, all right, for choosing to make the time and do such specific and high-end work that we finally get to share with you today.
Okay, hold on. As a former board op, that drop ran out and the guy had to hit it again.
But it was much louder.
Yeah, it started to fade. The guy had to hit it again.
I'll restart.
Also, Marie, Trent, Carissa, and so many other talented folks behind the scenes, all right, for choosing to make the time and do such specific and high-end work that we finally get to share with you today.
That's exactly what happened.
And then he cranks it.
That wasn't it. Really a note to like have it drop or come back up.
All right. So, Dan, you talk about this show all the time. What is it called? The Soup, where it gives you a very limited version of the show. That way you don't have to watch the whole thing. Am I butchering that enough?
No, that works.
No, that's correct.
Okay. I watched way too much of this. I heard every word that McConaughey said on this 4-hour live event. I boiled it down to 2 minutes for you.
Perfect.
And I think it's a perfect balance between McConaughey being McConaughey. You get to hear a little bit of the message he was saying. But every clip in here has the laugh track.
Ugh.
And I think it's just, it encompasses the entire thing in one clip. We can stop and start as you wish, but for those that miss The Art of Living, here is all you need to hear.
White lies. White lies. Homo, homo, homo. Remember that stuff? Some of you youngsters out there going, what the hell is he humming? Everyone else there, y'all go, I remember that scene. Yeah.
Oh my
question.
God.
Ask my wife. I go 48 hours without achieving something, I start to feel unworthy. I forget to remind myself. Like, not hey, really McConaughey, what about the last 53?
Not really a spot for a laugh track
no,
there.
I mean, yeah, he's got the production guy in a blender right now.
And I'm glad you picked up on that, because some of these laughs are scripted, but some of them, he... Either McConaughey laughs or there's a pause and the guy just feels like, here.
Hit it again, hit it again.
I'll throw it in there. So, yeah, you'll pick up on that a few times. But, yeah, the poor guy. I mean, he just has to roll with McConaughey, who's just a loose cannon. He does fine, but it's just some pretty funny moments.
Question. Ask my wife. I go 48 hours without achieving something, I start to feel unworthy. I forget to remind myself, McConaughey, what about the last 53 years of your life? Look around, look back. You want to give yourself some credit for that?
Oh,
and I forget
my God.
Carissa told me this morning there's even something going around called a quarter life crisis right now.
Oh.
Anybody going through one of those? Me too. Whatever that something is, I want you to give more credit to it. There were thousands of African tribesmen, each holding a shield and a spear. And it wasn't a nightmare. Actually, it was a wet dream. No sh**. And it wasn't the first time that I'd had this dream. I know, doesn't make sense. But and look, and I know there's some tyrants out there sitting there listening going, oh, perfect. I can't wait to take advantage of all these trust suckers. And to that I say, you know what? Yes. If we trust more, we are going to get burned a time or two more. If anything, can we all just have a good old giggle at ourselves for being human? Remember, guilty and approved.
Pause it.
Outset.
Hey, board op. That's where the laugh is supposed to be pulled up. He just asked for the giggle.
Yeah.
And you're not giving it to him. This is,
horrible.
I'm a big McConaughey guy. I just want to say that. Big fan.
This is a tough day for you.
But yes,
thank you, Ham.
Enough.
The don't we always say, man, this guy he really can't get more cringe.
Sure.
And now I think he's leapfrogged everything he's ever done before.
Okay, so to reset, this is McConaughey on a stage by himself.
A stage.
And in the background are people on Zoom calls, basically, where you are just seeing people sitting in front of their computer.
And a lot of people paid. I think everybody on that you're seeing paid.
Yeah, you could pay, and then they donated the money.
What was it, $70?
Something like that, yeah.
And so he's selling just hope to these poor people, and he's got a whole list of topics that he's running in and out of, and
It's getting so bad, though, I think I love it.
I mean,
is there more? Did I stop at the end?
No, there's a little more.
Okay. Giggle at ourselves for being human. Remember, guilty and approved at the outset. I think we've all earned a heartfelt laugh at the fact that we may not be as evolved as a species as we like to think we are.
Oh.
Sorry, but we got to admit it. Like I said, if we want to start living, we got to start admitting. If we want to be legit, we got to admit. Guilty twice. I rhymed for the second time. Now, thank you for being so generous with yourself, for being honest and brave enough to interrogate and investigate yourself. Because we all know it's a whole hell of a lot easier not to.
Shut up.
You put that in there.
I did not touch it. I did not touch it. This guy just could not keep up with him. So
Dude, that was. I so wish he ran for governor.
He would have gotten body bagged.
Oh, he would have gotten destroyed. And that's probably why he didn't.
Yeah.
His people were smart enough to say, look, you'll get 5% of the vote.
Because he's hit this real sweet spot here where and obviously COVID had something to do with it, where it's not just self-help, but therapy and mental health and trying to train your brain to think positively and, you know, the different dialectical tools, which I think are very important and have helped me. He's right on the cusp of that. You know, like, this wouldn't have worked like in the 90s, I don't think. But we're in the perfect moment for McConaughey to just say, nah, I mean, just be positive, man. I mean, bada bing, bada boom, wah, wah, wah. And then everyone's like, ha, 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 ha. It's perfect because it's sort of just pseudo therapy.
So that kept me involved and interested was the laugh track, but it's not the funniest thing to come out of this event. I'll play the funniest thing coming up next.
Whoa, what a tease.
That is a tease.
All right, so we're playing audio from the McConaughey event, which was Monday, the Art of Living event. And Blake, you were asking me if it was a self-help book. It's a very short book, pretty easy read, Green Lights, as I recall. He does tell, you know, some stories about, you know, doing this or that in different movies, how he got, you know, cast at first in Dazed and Confused, all that. Interesting stuff. Talks about, I mean, his parents were very abusive to each other. Like, shockingly, he's shockingly honest about that. So there's some stuff in there, certainly. But is it a self-help book? So I went back. I haven't read it in a few years. Because it was during the Pandy, I think, that we had him on the show.
We did.
And talked to him about the book. Is that the one that made Fernando mad, that you booked to McConaughey?
It was.
Yeah.
I think that was worth it. I'll go to battle over McConaughey.
It wouldn't be
cool.
You'll
go to battle over just about anything, which I love.
Well, I'll fight for you guys.
But he writes, so is this a self-help book? You want to know? He says, this is the art of living. I believe everything we do in life is part of a plan. Sometimes the plan goes as intended, and sometimes it doesn't. That's part of the plan. Realizing this is a green light in itself. The problems we face today eventually turn into blessings in the rearview mirror of life. In time, yesterday's red light leads us to a green light. All destruction eventually leads to construction. All death eventually leads to birth. All pain eventually leads to pleasure. In this life or the next, what goes down will come up. It's a matter of how we see the challenge in front of us and how we engage with it. Persist, pivot, or concede. It's up to us. Our choice every time.
Which are things that...
Is this a self-help book?
For what it's worth, McConaughey calls it a, quote, approach book.
Well, it just, honestly, it felt like I was watching church.
He's John Lennon. He doesn't see problems. He only sees solutions.
But church is there to help you feel better.
I know, and he was up there offering hope and, I don't know, positivity and whatever. It just, that's what it felt like to me. Guy on stage preaching to you. I'm glad you brought up his parents because he mentioned something that I believe belongs in the Kemp Spin folder, but I don't know if you're aware of it.
It said his parents got divorced and remarried three times?
Yes.
I'm aware of that.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to get to our tease. We played last segment how there was a board up there having to match McConaughey's energy and play a laugh track every once in a while or maybe an applause. It's just the ham there was trying to... play along with McConaughey. That was really funny. But my main takeaway from this event was, of course, McConaughey had a drum up on stage for some reason or another. And at the end of most of his topics, he would have people put into the chat, which was shown on screen, maybe why they were at the event. And people would chat in there like, I want to be a more positive person. I want to make more money. I want to be a better husband. And he would read these off and say, you know, these are problems or things that we all deal with. Mm-hmm. He played a couple songs, I call them songs, but basically he's just reading what people are saying in the chat and banging on a drum.
Okay.
I pulled one of the songs for you, and he's going to set it up, but he asked people basically for their demons.
Mm.
What are you struggling with? And he asked them to put it in the chat. He gets his drum, and I think there are a lot of drops we can pull from this because it reminds me of a song played at Ticketstock this year. But here is the Matthew McConaughey Fears song.
What monster do you need to look in the eye? Admit it. And if you dare, put it in the chat. What do we got? Oh, alcohol. Age.
Oh, age.
Money. Rejection. My past. Divorce. Control. Perfection, mental health, my finances, my father, hiding, control, letting go.
This guy is singing songs
this is
of
awesome.
People's problems.
Alcohol.
My dad.
And he's just sitting there with a drum and this generic...
bongo.
Yeah. But he's just reading these people's... private problems, and not private anymore, but just like, what is he doing?
Hurt, pain, money, and perfection. Debt.
Is he yelling it out of your system?
I don't know.
Yeah, it helps to verbalize it.
Being average.
I've been learning. I've been taught. My daughter.
Forgiveness, disorganization, being alone, burden. Losing it all. I eat too much. Solitude. Irrelevance. I'm a burden. Abandonment. Trust. Being alone. Falling on my face.
I can't take it anymore.
I eat too much.
Arguing on Twitter.
Yeah, we need a whole new page for ham drops. So that's the Art of Living event.
Yeah, it was a wild ride.
Yeah, how come nobody said porno?
Do you feel it? Did you get anything out of it? You feel a little better?
Do you now feel like you're going to stop settling and start living?
No, I mean, I have to buy the $400 course to hear Tony Robbins and Matthew McConaughey give me advice.
Well, that's great work, Blake.
And alcohol!